Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 19 through 21. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Imagine a family of five gathered around the table for dinner. The problem is there is hardly anything on it. One slice of bread, a bit of fish, nowhere near enough for everyone. Now imagine the father folding his hands and praying, "Thank you, Lord, for this abundant feast." Wouldn't that strike you as strange? We give thanks for what we have received, not for what is missing. Yet that is very nearly what Jesus did. Before more than 5,000 hungry people, he took five small loaves and two fish, a meal for maybe a couple of people, looked up to heaven, and gave thanks. He gave thanks before anyone had eaten. He gave thanks before there was enough to go around. Then he began to break the bread, and it did not run out. Everyone ate until they were satisfied, and 12 baskets of leftovers remained. How could Jesus give thanks over such a small supply? Because he was not measuring the food. He was trusting his heavenly Father, whose love and generosity have no limit. Our prayers often run in the opposite direction. We wait to see the provision before offering thanksgiving. When the account balance is low or the diagnosis is uncertain, gratitude may be the last thing on our minds, as if God's goodness depended on what we can see on the table in front of us. Look instead at what God has already graciously given. He did not spare his own son, but gave him up to die for your sins and rise again. If God has already given you his greatest treasure, will he fail to give you your daily bread? Jesus' thanksgiving was not wishful thinking, but confidence in his Father's promises. Through Jesus, that same confidence belongs to you. Heavenly Father, teach me to thank you before I see your answer, trusting that you will provide all that I need. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.